beloved ones, this is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mwamba here in Plano, Texas, the United States of America. Once again, friends, I'm over here getting things ready for the day. And as usual, I want to share with you the Word of God. The weather is so fine, you know, as we're getting close to the celebrations of Christmas. And we're expecting to have a very good weather. But also, politically speaking, things, secretary generals, attorney generals of like 17 states or something, have joined this Paxton, the Texas attorney general, to sue the these particular states which certified Biden as the winner. I think it's Wisconsin, Philadelphia, and there are two more states whose total electoral votes were like 62. They agreed to garner together and sued these states that the Supreme Court should throw out the votes. Well, so far nothing has been heard from the Supreme Court, and people are praying for God's justice to prevail because Biden won hands down. How do you sue a man like that and try to take the votes away? That's not fair at all. So, dear friends, anyway, that's politics. We need to pray that God's will prevail and that the hand of God will abound. I'd like us to turn to the book of Matthew in chapter 2. There in the book of Matthew chapter 2, we read about the Magi as they went to visit the Messiah. You know, we are getting close to Christmas, and these stories are very important for us to refresh ourselves on the birth of Jesus and the events that took place when Jesus was born. In Matthew 2 verse 1 says, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, where is he, or where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. Mind you, these Magi, they had seen the star in the east. And they had been told that the Messiah has been born in Jerusalem. Actually, he was born in Bethlehem. And so the star started to guide them all the way until they came to Jerusalem. Now, they wanted to know exactly where the Messiah was born. So they go to this place, they're asking about the people, say, we have seen this star, we want to know where the king is. The Bible says in verse 3 of Matthew 2 that when King Herod heard this, he was disturbed and all Jerusalem with him. You know, when a message comes that a king has come, whom they didn't anticipate. I mean, Jesus was in the prophecies of Scripture. It was prophesied in Scripture that Jesus was going to be born and the King, a Messiah, was going to come. We see the prophecies in the book of, in the Psalms of David. We see the prophecies in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 53. And we see a very kind of straightforward prophecy specifying the coming of the Messiah. But you know, as people are, many times we forget the truth. We think when prophecy comes, like it, somebody's lying or it's just a whim. But this was reality. The Messiah was coming. And guess what? This Messiah was going to be Jesus Christ, was going to save the world. But you know, when the king was in the seat, heard about this. The Bible said he was disturbed and all Jerusalem. When he called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them, where the Messiah was to be born. You see, just like what's happening here in America, when, you know, Biden has been declared as president-elect, and here comes people trying to fight him out of office. Here comes people gathered together, just like Herod, to try and stamp out something that people have actually willingly voted for and elected a president. And they want to say, no, it's not genuine. Something is wrong with the votes. Can you imagine? So even like Trump doesn't maybe want to leave the office. He want to stick on to power. He's garnering everybody to try and usurp and overturn these elections, which he will not. Because you see, God brought the change. The change did not come from man. You know, this God placed, you know, Biden in that office. And so they cannot remove him. But say, they told him, you know, the king will be born in Bethlehem, in Judea. They replied, for this is what the prophets have written. You see, the prophets kept on prophesying. The prophets have written, they said. The prophets began telling it out as it is. The king will be born. The Messiah is coming to save the people from their sins. So they told Herod exactly what's going to take place. He said, they even, you know, referred to the scripture. They said, it says, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, or Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler, or a shepherd, a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. You see, this is a prophecy that came forth. And so they are telling it to Herod. And when this man heard it, he was so disturbed. He gave instructions to kill children 2 years and under. Those were just born, because he didn't know, you know, where this king was. But you know, when the Magi left the palace, whatever it was, after talking to Herod, he asked them specifically what time they saw the star, because he wanted to pinpoint the time that this kid was born. You see what I'm saying? And then they told him the time when the star appeared to them as shepherds. And then, you know, after that, he said, okay, you know, when you go and worship him, come also let me tell me details so that I can worship him too. He wasn't going to worship Jesus. That man was intended to kill Jesus. You understand me? It's not everybody who comes in your vicinity and in your arena who wants to build your profile. There are people who want to destroy you. So you got to stand your ground. You got to be a strong individual to stand your ground and say, hey, no. You got to listen to the voice of the Lord so you know who is for you and who is against you. And so it happened here. There's the Magi left. The star appeared. First, they lost the star because they went in the wrong place. See, when the Lord is guiding you and you go into the wrong place, you're going to lose his guidance if you are resistant to the guides that the Lord is giving you. See what I mean? When you go in the wrong place, you quench the spirit of the living God. Many times God will stop talking to you because what happened? You went in the wrong place. So that's what it is even with us children of God. When you do something wrong, God will stop talking to you. You see, the Magi didn't know. They went into Herod's palace. And by doing so, the star disappeared. Same thing, like when you go in the wrong vicinity where God doesn't want you to be, the star of the Lord will stop. The spirit of the Lord will stop communicating with you. Then afterwards, guess what happened? After all this was done, they left and they went to see Jesus. And they offered him gifts. They offered him gifts. They offered him frankincense. They offered him gold. They offered him all these things that they gave to Jesus speaks of who he was. The frankincense and the God speak of the God speak of him being king. The frankincense was a prophetical gift talking of his coming death, that he was going to die for the masses. After the gift was given, they had in the dream, the Lord spoke to them, don't go back to Pharaoh. You see, whenever you are a prayerful individual, you are listening to the voice of God, God will talk to you. You see, God talked to the Magi. He said, don't you go back to that Pharaoh, for he wants to destroy the baby Jesus. So instead, they went a different way back to their country. See what I'm saying? God will direct you. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. The steps, as you do the stepping, as you walk, God will order your steps. Don't be too confused as to what you need to do. Rely on the Lord and God will guide you every step of the way. For the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him by his hand. And so this happened, my friends. These particular men of God, the shepherds who came to see Jesus, they went and left and went another way. So Herod, when he saw that he was jinxed or tricked, he sent off an ultimatum to kill all the babies born 2 years and under. This was a massacre. There was weeping. In fact, there's a prophetical word which says there was, you know, that what's her name was weeping for her children, for her babies. See, wicked people, my friend, will go to the extent of killing somebody. See, like here in America, people have decided, people have made a decision that Biden is the president. How do you go and change millions of voices of the people who have spoken? You don't do that. You don't do that. And so, my friend, whatever you are involved in, whatever you are doing, let me tell you what, God is on your side. God sees your present. God sees your tomorrow. God sees everything that is happening to you. God will protect you from the hand of the devil. God will protect you from evil people. God will secure you and give you secure ground to stand on. And so, you know, if you have anything that is bugging you, problems which seem you think they're going to swallow you up, I'm here to let you know that problems won't swallow you up. God will make sure those things disappear from your vicinity. God will clear the way for you so that you can see the next day, the light of day. Amen. My encouragement for you today, my friend, is as we get ready for Christmas. First, you see, the Magi had gifts for Jesus. Give somebody a gift. You know, you got so much stuff on you. Why don't you bless somebody? Bless somebody with what you have, and God will reward you. You understand me? Bless somebody. Don't just, you know, please yourself. No, bless somebody. Do good to some people. God wants you to be a good person. Giving person. See, when you give, you open doors for others to give you. Bible says, give and shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Shall men give into your bosom. And so I challenge you today, my friend, whatever you are facing, as we get to Christmas, have that thing ringing in you. Give a gift to somebody, to friends. Do good to people. And guess what? When you do, God will bless you abundantly. We're with my wife and I. We're going to have a nice time. Attend church. Give good gifts. Spread the word of the gospel of the kingdom. Celebrate Christmas. And we're going to be with my mother-in-law and celebrate with her. It's going to be a great time. And so, friend, I challenge you, do the will of God and follow the precepts of the Spirit, and you'll see success. Well, this is Bishop Dr. Lawrence Mamba signing off here in Plano, Texas, and saying God bless you. I'll talk to you again, and bye-bye. All right, my friends, one thing I want to tell you, we're going to do a call-in broadcast where you can call in and talk to us, bring about any prayer needs that you have, watch out for my podcast. We're going to put the details there. God bless you and bye-bye.